Good afternoon. My name is Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 144th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Crispy Balazamo from Kinshasa, DRC. He's the youngest of six children, and when he won the green card lottery, he came straight to Portland, Maine, where he started his adult life. Crispy is studying business administration at Southern Maine Community College while working in the community. And it's such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much, and welcome to New Mainers Speak,
Crispy. Oh, yeah, thank you.
So, tell me what your upbringing was like in Kinshasa, a city of 11 million people. Can you describe your family life and your home for us?
I was raised in, good educations. Yeah, everything was fine. My mom always shows me what to do. Yeah, she was showing me what to do. And yeah, you know, I would say I never done like something bad or to disappoint my mom, you know.
She had high standards for you.
Yeah. She always relies on me. So I would never do like something bad or something that she won't be happy to, you know, from me, you know.
What does she hope for from your life?
She hopes like to get my study done, you know, and then to have a good future for me. To have a good future, you know, and then always fear God. Yeah, that's what she gives me like advice, like almost every day when I talk with her. And yeah.
Like, what's some of her advice? That's good mama advice.
Always fear God, you know. Always pray every day. That's what she tells me every day. And then always be focused at school. Always go to school, you know, and then, yeah, always respect grown people, you know, yeah, and that's what I do so far. That's what I do.
Your mom has some good advice for you, and you're smart enough to heed it.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of young people are just getting away, but you're, mm-hmm. while you're far away, you're still listening
to your mama. Yes, that's true. I'm far away, and that's tough, you know. It's almost 2 years I've been here in the United States. Without my mom, without my family, you know. And then, yeah. But sometimes it has to be like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm already 21, so, yeah.
When I look at pictures of Kinshasa, which I like to do, I always like to go to Google Images and mm-hmm. look where people are from. And part of Kinshasa looks like downtown Seattle, you know, big urban city.
Yeah.
And part of Kinshasa looks like almost a tent city, you know, like shanties. And so when people say they're from Kinshasa, I can't imagine what that's like. Did you grow up in the downtown section, or did you have space around you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I had a space around me, yeah. It's not really a lot. I mean, it's not everybody who live like in the bad situations or in the pain, something like that. No, there is some people who have good lives, you know.
Upper class or middle class?
Yeah, upper class, yeah, something like that. I won't say that I was like upper class. No, I don't want to say that, you know. But yeah, I had space around me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom has her own house, and then, yeah.
And she has some help too, doesn't she?
Sorry?
Does she have help? Does she have...
Not really, you know, not really.
Yeah.
She raised us, like, almost by herself, you know. My dad passed away since I was 4 years old. So, yeah.
She was really on her own there.
Yeah, she's a strong woman. That's why I love her so much. Yeah, she's a strong woman.
Yeah,
she raised six kids almost by herself, so, yeah.
You two are pretty connected.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yeah.
over all these miles, it's very impressive. So... What kinds of things did you used to hear about the United States when you were a kid?
Yeah. I used to hear the United States, it's a big country, that everything is easy, you know. And what is, like, everybody in the United States have a good life, you know. And then I used to read that there is no homeless, you know. I could imagine that, you know.
You didn't think there were any homeless people?
No, I didn't think about it, for real, yeah. And then, when I came here, all my thoughts were like wrong or something like that, yeah. And yeah, I could see homeless, that everything's not easy, you know, you have to work hard. And then everybody's working while studying sometimes, yeah.
Really, everybody, older people, right?
Yeah, even older people. And then that's amazing, I would say, like that. Yeah, and then, yeah. So, yeah, I would say everything's not easy.
No.
Yeah, everything's not easy.
Did you watch U.S. movies when you were growing up?
Yeah.
American movies?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite?
Yeah. I would say my favorite movie is Fast and Furious 7. Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah.
All of them?
Yeah. All of them, yeah.
The whole set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them, yeah.
So, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, every year, people from all over the world apply for 50,000 green cards. It's a small fraction of the immigrants that enter the United States every year. And one doesn't have to be educated or wealthy or to know anyone. You can just fill out a very simple form online. And in the next May of the next year, you can just see if your application was randomly selected. This is called the Green Card Lottery or the Diversity Visa. What made you decide that you wanted to apply for the Diversity Visa?
Nothing made me apply, you know. But one thing I remember is it was around 6 p.m., I think. I was studying in my room for my exam for the next day. And then my brother, Jonathan, my brother just before me, yeah, who comes before me, yeah. He asked me, Chris, let's go apply for the Devilery. Yeah, let's go apply. And then I was like, I'm studying. I don't want to go. I didn't feel like it. Let's go. Mom gave me money, so let's go. We can't just use this money like for no reason or something like that. Yeah. Okay. I stood up and then we went and apply. And then, yeah, it was like, October 2014. When we went, so we had to wait until May 2015. So, no, actually it was October 2014. Yeah, I remember. October 2014. So we had to wait until May 2015 for the result. Yeah.
And so you have a little password, right?
And yeah.
You plug in your password in May
yeah.
2nd?
Yeah. So they give us some paperwork to keep it wisely, you know. Yeah. And then comes to that day. I think I was at school, yeah. I went to school. I think that day I went to school from the morning until the night. Yeah. And then when I went back home, my sister, who's a doctor right now, she has me in her room. She tells me, like, Chris, you know what? You have to study hard. I was like,
I have
to study hard.
Uh-huh.
Like, to accomplish your dreams. What do you mean? Yes, I know I have to study hard. That's what my mom tells me every day.
Not news.
Yeah, not news. Yeah. And then after she tells me, like, your results is positive. What do you mean? Yeah, you won the devilary. I mean, you won the devilary. I was like, what?
Yeah, the DV is the diversity visa lottery.
Yeah. Wow. I was so happy, you know. I was so happy. I couldn't even imagine that, you know. And I was the only one who won it in my family. I was the only one. You know, I was blessed, you know. I don't know.
What did your brother think? Yeah. He's the one that got you to go apply. And then you get in.
I know, right? Like, no, everybody was happy for me. I mean, everybody in my family, brothers, sisters, my mom. I remember my sister was sick. She was the hospital, but you know, that news made her happy, you know. Yeah, I remember almost everything what happened that day or that night.
That's amazing to me. So what percentage of people in DRC know that you can apply for a diversity visa lottery?
What was the question?
What percent of people know you can do that? Is everybody walking around thinking, maybe I'll apply this year? Or is it only some people that know you can apply?
No, I think there's no requirements about it. I think everybody can apply for it.
Oh, yes. But, everyone's available. Yeah. But do people think about it and talk about it all the time?
Nah. No. It's when they think that United States, they always think that life is like kind of expensive over there. And then, why would I go over there? So
it reminds me of Willy Wonka. Have you ever seen that movie?
What movie?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the kids get a golden ticket.
No, I haven't watched it.
And then they get to go to the Chocolate Factory. Oh.
I haven't watched that movie.
Yeah, so 7% of Ghana applied for the diversity lottery.
Really?
In 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah, and Nigeria, it's for the countries that don't come very often.
Oh.
It's the United States' effort to balance out where we're getting immigrants from. And it's been going, I think, since the 60s or 70s. It's not that old a program. And there's some question of if it will keep going on.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder, when you grow up thinking, maybe one day I'll apply for the lottery and go to the U.S., how that works as part of your story.
No. I don't know, you know. It was my first time to apply for it. You know, many people apply many times, and then they don't win, you know?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah.
You're really lucky.
Yes, I am. Like, you know, that night I was... I am lucky, yeah.
Do you play the lottery here?
No.
Oh, it could be really quick, easy.
Yeah. You
know, by the time you're 25, you can have won several lotteries.
But playing here, you know, it's not really a guarantee that you're going to win, you know? I know one friend of mine who played the lottery right here in the United States. But he didn't win, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He came here by the student visa. So he wanted to play the lottery so that he can get a green card. And then he didn't win, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. It's random.
Yeah.
There's something fair about random, isn't there?
Yeah. Yes, there is, I think.
And after you won the green card lottery, you had to get health checkups and be vetted and cleared for entry. Not everybody who wins the lottery gets in. You still have to go through a long process. How long did that take you after you won the lottery before you got your tickets and came to the U.S.?
So, I would say it took me a year. It took me a year. Because, you know what? When I won the lottery, I didn't have my passport yet. I didn't have, like, practically nothing. I had to apply for my passport, which took me like 3 months or more than that, if I remember. And then what else? I had to take like some other documents, you know, like so that I can present them.
Your birth certificate and things like that.
Yeah, in my everyday. And yeah, my birth certificate, yeah, everything, all that stuff. Yeah, I would say it took me 1 year. It took me 1 year. Because when I won in May 2015, May 2014.
Yeah, you've been here almost 2 years, right?
Almost 2 years, yeah. Okay. Almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. But September 29th, yeah, I'll be turning 2 years
so,
in the United States.
Yeah, basically 3 years ago you found out you could come, and 2 years ago you came.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Well, that's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, people could get lost in the shuffle after that. So what were some of your first experiences here in Portland that you'll always remember? You know, you came to this very different country. What month did you arrive?
I arrived here in September, September 29th.
Oh, yeah. I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so here you were, Portland, Maine, heading into winter. What did you think?
Yeah. It was... Yeah. You know what? I don't even know what to say. Yeah, that's true. I was cold. COVID, that was... I was complaining, kept complaining.
And everybody was like, laughing because it's just September, buddy.
Yeah. And then when I saw the snowball for my first time, I took some pictures. Yeah. And then I was kind of happy, you know. I always see that in the TVs, being honest, yeah. But now I see this. I see the snow, like, personally. So, yeah, that was my first experiences. And then when I came in September, and I got my first job in November. Yeah, I think around middle of November.
What was your first job?
I worked at Salvation Army. I was just collecting money
for the
Christmas.
Holidays.
Yeah,
holidays. You sat there ringing the bell?
Yeah, I was ringing the
Did
bell.
Did you feel crazy after ringing the bell for 2 hours?
Yeah. I was feeling crazy, that's true.
That's a funny first job.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. I didn't come back there last year, though. I did not.
Yeah. And as a diversity visa winner, you can work. You have a work permit from the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you jumped right in ringing bells.
Yeah. That was just for a start, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. I liked it. I was getting paid well, you know. It was $8 an hour, so I never worked in my country, so
that was your first job.
Yeah, that was my first job. Yeah, that was my first job,
first of many, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one thing you told me when we were visiting earlier this week is that you're so surprised to see elderly people driving around doing all kinds of things for themselves, And that seems really different here. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was always surprised, you know, when I see old women driving, you know. I was like, wow.
And what would they be doing in Congo?
You know, nothing, you know, staying home. They usually don't work, you know. So in Congo, we have servants, you know. Like, it's not a lot of... I mean, it's not all the families, but most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have servants who can do everything for us, you know. Cook for us, almost everything. So, we have drivers, you know. Yeah. So, I was just surprised.
Yes.
Seeing all women.
Maybe they've been watching Fast and Furious too. They're like, I'm not staying in.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak, and my guest today is Christy Balzamo, who was a diversity visa winner from DR Congo, and he arrived September a couple years ago and is now working and studying business administration at Southern Maine Community College. So I hope you can tell us a little bit about your experiences at Southern Maine Community College, a school of 7,000 students in South Portland, Maine. How is it being a student there as opposed to being a student in Congo? How's it different? How's it the same?
Yeah, I would say it's a good school, you know. I never studied like the university, you know, or colleges in my country. I stopped when I got my high school diploma in my country, so yeah. But I had some friends to college over there, and then yeah, I used to see the rooms, you know, their rooms, and then compare it to here, United States here, no, they're different. They have like, I mean, I would say we have big rooms in my country, you know, big rooms than here, bigger than here. You
classrooms
know?
Are large.
Classrooms are large. Yeah, mm-hmm. Classrooms are large. And then, yeah, SMCC, it's a good school, you know, it's a good school. I started there the last fall in January. So, yeah, at first it was kind of difficult, you know, it was kind of tough.
Well, you're still learning English.
Yes, I am still learning English.
College is hard anyway, but then you add a language to it, and that's really challenging.
Yes, it is. It is really challenging. Yeah, I'm still learning English, and then I had a good teachers. You know, I had good teachers last semester, and then I passed all my classes with A's. So
your
I took four classes.
Your mom must be very proud of you.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Is there any special support for students who are English language learners at SMCC?
Yeah, there is financial support, English support, and then like all that stuff. Yeah.
And there's even emotional support too, isn't there? Like a community support.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
emotional
really huge.
Support, yeah. Because that's huge. Yeah.
In a way, you're working twice as hard because you're doing the college course and you're also translating everything into English.
Yeah. And I'm saying when you're there, you feel like you're comfortable, you know? Yeah.
I'm glad
you feel like
that.
You're comfortable, yeah.
And are you?
That's
with,
what I felt, yeah.
Are you with students from all over the world there?
Yeah, almost all over the world, yeah. Yeah.
How's that for you?
Yeah, fine, you know? normal, yeah.
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 Are there a lot of immigrants in Kinshasa? Are there people from all over the world there? Or is it mostly Congolese?
Mostly Congolese, I would say. Mostly Congolese, yeah. Mostly Congolese.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So when you complete your studies in business administration, what would you like to do with your education?
I would like to do banking international. You know, maybe go back in my country and do some business over there. Come back here, you know, like I just said, banking international, you know. Yeah, that was one of my dreams since I was a little kid.
Really?
Yes.
You thought when I grow up, I want to be a banker?
Yeah. I'm being for real, you know.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
I love that when somebody knows so early on that this is it. Do you like the organization of it?
Yes.
Or the power or the supporting people's ideas? What part of banking is speaking to you?
Almost all of them, you know, like the power of it, you know. Yeah, mostly the power of it.
You're going to be the guy handing out the money.
But I really, you know, I'll be humble, you know, I'll be humble. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yes, I get that. Yeah. You're a humble young man.
Yes, I am humble. Yeah.
And, you know, you can be a successful international banker with your English and your French and your Lingala.
Yeah.
You offer an array of services in multiple languages.
Yeah.
Who's not going to want you for your international banker? So, I understand you were in Canada last year for the 4th of July, and I wondered if you have any expectations around Independence Day celebrations here in the United States this year. How are you feeling about fireworks and whatnot?
I don't know, you know. Like you said, last year I wasn't here, so I don't have any expectation. What it will look like, you know?
How do you feel about hot dogs?
No, but I would like to see fireworks, you know? Yeah, doing some pictures and send my families there. And yeah, let's see. Maybe I might be working that day, so I don't really know. I'm not really sure yet. But
you have to wear red, white, and blue, you know.
Yeah.
Eat cupcakes that are red, white, and blue. Hot dogs on the barbecue. And fireworks at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes fireworks. Are you a fireworks fan?
Yes, I am a fireworks fan, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't come from a place where explosions were a negative part of your life, so maybe it's just fun.
Yeah.
Good. Crispy, you are such a sweet young man. I love that you always have a smile on your face and easy laughter. And
Thank you.
What you're doing to start your life in this very different situation than you were raised in is not easy, mm-hmm. but your kind disposition and your hard work will get you to where you want to go. I'm excited to see your life move toward international banking.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah,
I wish you all the best, and thank you for being my guest.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Please join us each week for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com and check out more related information on facebook.com/newmainersspeak. New Mainers Speak is also rebroadcast on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WERU-FM in the Blue Hill and Bangor area. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Christy Balzamo. Would you introduce the song after? I think you have something else you want to say, and then we'll introduce the song you have, Crispy.
Yeah, but before, can I say one word? Or
oh, yes, say anything you like.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who listened to us, and then say hi to Mama Elise and her kids, her three kids, and also my family over there, my mother, and then my brothers and sisters. So, yeah, and then have a good Sunday. Have a good Sunday, y'all. May God bless you. Thank you.
That's very kind.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate, for receiving me. Thank you. I like that. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And you have chosen today the song by Post Malone called Congratulations. And can you tell us why you picked that song for your closing song?
You know, I just picked it like this, you know, and I like the song. And it reminds me when I graduated, like, in my country, so...
When you got what?
When I graduated.
Oh, when you graduated from high school.
Yeah, when I graduated from high school, in my country. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me that. So that's why I picked it, yeah.
Oh, good. So this was a celebration in your life.
Yeah, kind of,
brought it with you. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Seen you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. Was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 babies, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lightest to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient. Hey, oh. Now I can scream that we made it. Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations.
young nigga graduation. Yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben, Ben Franklin. Cash. Big rings, champagne. Champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes, get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle, top honcho and post. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Honcho Houdini is gone. My mama called, seen you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation.